journeys with us, whose justice and compassion endures forever. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, you asked, can you drink the cup that I drink? Can we drink of your cup? Can we do what you do? No. Not on our own, we think not, but through you, with you, in you. If you give us the grace, let us come along with you. Amen. Please be seated.
Reading from Mark chapter 10. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward and said to Jesus, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And Jesus said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism that which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you, but whoever wishes to be first among you will be servant of all. For the human one came not to be served, but to serve, and to give up life as a ransom for many." Holy wisdom, holy word. Good morning. I'm going to begin today with taking you back a few years. During the spring of my junior year of high school, I was enrolled in a freshman composition English course at a small community college located up in the cities. One of our first assignments was to make an observation and then write a paper. I tossed around a few ideas and eventually settled on winter driving in Minnesota. More specifically, I chose to base my writings around a specific instance I had experienced earlier that winter. I was in a car filled to the brim with teenagers blaring music and laughter, heading home from a concert in the middle of a blizzard. It was every driver's ed instructor's nightmare. Long story short, we got cut off by another vehicle and ended up in the ditch. Everyone was fine, and we eventually made it out. However, what I found to give me pause, though, was the number of people who stopped whatever they were doing at 9 o'clock on a Friday night and offered their help. It seemed such a simple little thing, but something that garnered a deeper look. I found it to be revealing of our true character. On a side note, being the cheeky man that I can sometimes be, I titled the paper, "Exposing Ourselves in the Middle of Winter." My professor was confused as to whether or not I understood that this could be taken a couple different ways. I understood. When Chaplain Brian asked me if I would be willing to speak, my first thought was, what would I speak about? After meeting with him and gaining some guidance, I still had to figure out what I was going to say. I asked him, from which perspective should I speak? Should I be normal Gusty Matt, Linus Matt, Student Senate Matt? He said that I had the freedom to speak from whichever I chose. While there are things that separate those distinct characters I play and the different hats that I have to wear sometimes, there is far more that unifies the different roles in my life than divides. Well, as I mulled around a few ideas and thought more and more about our conversation, I kept coming back to the idea of service. The concept of service is one so crucial in my life, in Gustavus, and in what I believe it means to be a Christian, that it seemed rather fitting for the occasion. So, I'll start with my life. I cannot tell you how frequently I look around me, or pause and am struck by how amazingly blessed my life has been and continues to be. Nothing about who I am or where I am today could have been possible if it would not have been for countless individuals acting on my behalf, bettering my life with no intent to be repaid or gain anything from doing so. When I think of the teachers, family members, classmates, community members who touched my life, I am taken aback. I strive in all that I do to never lose sight of that and to always be cognizant that I have the ability to give back, to make an opportunity possible for someone else. Second, service's role at Gustavus. If you've eaten lunch in the CAF or received a marketing promotion from Gustavus, it does not take long to see the emphasis we place on service. Why I think service is so paramount to Gustavus is because I believe that through service, it supports the remaining four pillars of this institution. We build a vibrant community through acts of service. We can pursue justice only through servant minds. We are driven to excellence when we serve that vibrant community, when we seek servant justice. Ultimately, though, through service, we achieve faithfulness. Our service to one another embodies our faith in each other, our belief that this community can make a difference, and answers a fairly universal calling by most religions and peoples, but one that can be explicitly found in Christianity. That leads me, finally, to what role I believe service plays in a Christian faith. We can return to our reading from today. If one of you wants to be great, you must be the servant of the rest. And if one of you wants to be first, you must be the slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, he came to serve and to give his life to redeem many people. My entire faith centers around the belief that Jesus, the Son of God, came to this earth to die for our sins, and to live in order to show me and the rest of the world how we can live our lives. As the Son of God, a man who could walk across water, he could have used his power to his own ends for leisure and pleasure. Rather than force the world to bow down before him, he walked softly. He taught life-altering lessons through the use of simple metaphors. He washed feet. He lived a life so centered upon the idea of serving every single human he met, and really every soul he touched, that service seems to be a defining characteristic of his existence. His word is pretty clear. If you want to be great, you must be the servant of the rest. I want for nothing more than for Jesus, whose death gave me the ability to live, to believe that my life was great. Jesus served a purpose far beyond what my mind will ever be able to comprehend, what my heart will ever be able to be filled with, what my dreams could possibly imagine. I believe that if I try my hardest to view this world through Christ's eyes, to live my life as Jesus lived his, that I will be doing right in this world. Where can I start? As Jesus said, according to Mark, by being servant to all. So, we got the car out of the ditch. I didn't change the title to my paper. We drove a bit more prudently from then on. And now, whenever I see someone stuck in the ditch, I do not hesitate to stop. With a little effort and a small push, you can get any car moving in the right direction.
Please stand to receive a blessing. May the God who fills our lives with love and grace, mercy and forgiveness, who calls each and every one of us God's own beloved child, may that God, who also has given us gifts to serve, inspire us to do so for one another today and each day. Amen.